Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 116, Grace and Generosity, The Heart of a Cheerful Giver. One of the beautiful realities of the New Covenant is that God is not primarily concerned with outward performance, He is concerned with the heart, that truth applies to every area of our lives, including giving. While religion often focuses on amounts, percentages, and obligations, grace invites us to look deeper. God is interested not only in what leaves our hands, but in what is happening within our hearts as we give. Paul captures this perfectly in 2 Corinthians 9:7 when he writes, "God loves a cheerful giver." Notice that he does not say, "God loves a wealthy giver, a famous giver, or even a generous giver." He loves a cheerful giver. The emphasis is not on the gift itself, but on the spirit behind it. Under grace, giving is never meant to flow from pressure, guilt, manipulation, or fear. It is meant to flow from joy. When we truly understand what God has done for us through Christ, generosity becomes a natural response. We give because we have already received. We love because He first loved us. We bless because we have been blessed. The believer is not trying to earn God's favor through giving. We already have His favor through Jesus. Our generosity becomes an expression of gratitude rather than an attempt to gain acceptance. This is why giving should never feel like a burden. Deuteronomy 15:10 instructs God's people to give freely and without a grudging heart. Even in the Old Testament, God cared deeply about the attitude of the giver. How much more under the New Covenant, where our relationship with Him is rooted in grace rather than obligation? The Lord desires willing hearts that trust Him completely. Trust is at the center of generosity. Fear tells us to hold tightly to what we have. It whispers that there may not be enough tomorrow. Faith, however, reminds us that God is our source. Jesus said in Luke 6:38 that giving and generosity open the door for God's abundant provision. This is not a formula for getting rich. It is a picture of God's generous nature. As we freely release what He has entrusted to us, we demonstrate confidence that He will continue to care for us. Generosity also has a way of transforming the giver. Proverbs 11:25 says that a generous person will prosper and that those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed. There is deep joy in becoming a channel of blessing. Whether we are giving finances, time, encouragement, compassion, or practical help, something beautiful happens when God's love flows through us toward others. Jesus offered perhaps the deepest insight of all when He said, "For where your treasure is there, your heart will be also." 6:21. Giving reveals what we value. It directs our affections. When we invest in God's kingdom and in the lives of people, our hearts become increasingly aligned with His purposes. A cheerful giver is not someone who has more than enough. A cheerful giver is someone who has discovered that God's grace is more than enough. And when grace fills the heart, generosity naturally follows. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.